Joining us right now is the Mackinac Race Chairman. He's on the line with us right now, Chris Clark. Chris, good morning. How you doing?
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Everything a go for tomorrow?
Oh, as far as we know, yeah. People are getting ready. People are most of the boats are checked in. There's a handful of boats checked in up at Port Huron today. But we appear to be all go, and we're really looking forward to it.
I'm looking at some of those boats right now that are docked along the Black River. Big, beautiful boats ready for a great race tomorrow. How many do you expect to set sail tomorrow morning?
105.
That's pretty good, all things considered, isn't it?
I think that's very good. We've been saying it's 105 boats that aren't racing anywhere else in the country. So, we're pretty happy about that.
I think I asked you this a while back. I mean, you've sailed in this race many, many times. Are you? And sometimes the race chairman also sails in the race. Sometimes the race chairman says, "Look, I can't sail and run this race. I got to do one or the other." What are you doing this weekend? Are you going to be sailing or just running the race?
I'm sailing.
Which boat?
I'm sailing. There's nothing in our rules that stop me from sailing, and I'll be sailing on the boat Ohana.
Okay.
It's tied up right in front of the bank right now, and we're really looking forward to go sail it. It's the boat's under new ownership. It's got part of our past crew on it, part of the new crew with their family, and we're really looking forward to going sailing.
That's fantastic. Should be a beautiful day tomorrow. Looks like maybe you even get a little bit of wind to start. That's going to be crucial, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It looks like, mostly an upwind race, so none of the big colorful spinnakers, all that kind of stuff. We're all very few of those. And if we have spinnakers up, it'll be late in the race, probably after we get up near Boys Lake or in that area. But, it looks Chamber of Commerce race.
There you go. What are some of the things that you have had to advise sailors about relative to COVID-19?
We have a couple of physicians that are involved with the yacht club. We've got our fleet surgeon, and plus we've got another doctor who's volunteered guidance. And we've published two pretty extensive documents that are recommending practices, before, during, and after the race to ensure that everybody stays healthy. So, I can't really go into, it's specifically this. We put together a whole package of guidelines. Or they put together a whole package of guidelines for us.
All right, so you're ready for a good, safe Port Huron to Mackinac race, setting sail tomorrow in Lower Lake Huron, and we look forward to this every single year. This the flexibility has been the key. I remember you saying that months ago. Everybody, just say it together, flexibility, and everybody has been, and really, despite the obstacles that you've had, things seem to be coming together nicely here at the 11th hour, huh?
Absolutely. And, a lot of people have asked the question, well, what made us successful when other people weren't? And also, I'm going to say it's the flexibility and just patience. Because, we just kept going and addressing the issues one at a time. And, none of the issues were, caused us to stop. Each one of the issues was surmountable. And, it's gotten us to what we think is a good result.
Well, we sure hope it will be when the boat sets sail tomorrow. Chris, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for running such a great race, and we'll look forward to seeing the start tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to getting out there.
All right. Happy Mackinac.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.